AFK Audio Fantasy Knowledge, the first and only podcast on medieval and fantasy definitions and terminology. For questions, comments, or requests, email us at afkpodcasts@gmail.com. Okay, let's begin our quest. Hello and welcome to another episode of AFK. I'm Adam, and today we're going to talk about a piece of castle anatomy that helps make these fortifications so defendable. I'm talking about a murder hole. The fantasy or medieval definition of a murder hole is a hole, trapdoor, or slit in the floor that allows defenders to attack the enemy in a passageway or area below, often located in the gatehouse of a castle. An army trying to siege a castle would generally assault the gates and entrances, for this area is commonly the weakest section of the protective wall. Due to this weakness, gates were heavily reinforced with several variations of defensive works, such as ditches, moats, steep inclines, portcullises, and other obstacles. The main purpose of these obstacles was to slow the enemy's progress, so archers and defenders could thin the numbers and increase their chances of success. As the enemy assaulted through the gatehouse, a hole in the ceiling above provided an easy way for defenders to rain down rocks, arrows, or hot liquids while remaining relatively safe from counterattack. There are two basic types of murder holes: holes in the floors for dropping the hot oil or water and shooting the attackers, and holes in the walls, also known as loopholes or arrow slits, and those are specifically for archers. A more modern definition of a murder hole is any small or channeled area that must be negotiated that presents a considerable danger. One popular example was represented pretty well by the actor Tom Hanks in the film Saving Private Ryan. The murder hole was portrayed as the opening in the amphibious landing craft. It was named in World War II by the Marines and soldiers who had to land on Omaha Beach. This relatively small area, through which all the craftsmen were supposed to pass through, presented German gunners with an excellent opportunity to hit many Allied soldiers in a very short period of time. Because of this, many of the soldiers at Omaha Beach were forced to jump over the sides of their landing craft in order to avoid that deadly concentrated fire. In few cases, the entire complement of troops were killed by the machine gun fire before they even hit the beach. And now some fantasy literature news. Fans of author George R.R. Martin will be happy to know that he's coming out with his book 5 in the Song of Ice and Fire series called A Dance with Dragons. That's supposed to come out in July of 2011. For those of you that don't know him, he's been dubbed by Time Magazine as the American Tolkien. He's internationally acclaimed for his series of The Song of Ice and Fire, and he's now number one New York Times best-selling author. So look for that coming out on your bookshelf soon. Check it out. All right, before we close for the day, I want to end it with the Name That Audio clip. If you think you know what movie this is from, go ahead and email me the answers.
Do not be too eager to deal out death and judgment. Even the very wise cannot see all ends.
Well, that ends our quest for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Until we meet again, keep reading and keep writing.